Behind the Mind.
You guys, we really stumbled onto something.
Behind the Mind.
Sleeping babies.
Ooh, that's a lot of mind to get behind.
Thundering!
Right.
Behind the Mind.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Welcome back to the Dude, Behind the Mind, with, of course, the one and the only Thunder Egg. Brother.
Thank you.
It is so good to see you.
So good to see you, too.
I do not know the last time I saw you.
I'm going to make you full screen, in fact.
Bring me in. Bring me in, man. Yeah, it has been so long. The last time we talked, obviously, was right before I moved over up to Seattle here. Yeah. And that was right around September. So, hot minute, man.
Yeah, I'd say maybe the last time I saw you was probably at Bazaar Cafe.
Shoot.
Maybe. But that was like back when people went to cafes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know.
How are you doing on a whole?
I'm good. I'm good. I have, we live in an apartment in the outer Richmond. Mm-hmm. We can see a little sliver of the ocean out the back window over there.
Gorgeous.
We have a 2.5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. He's really cute.
Super cute, bro.
Talks a lot.
Good.
Talks a lot.
How crazy is that, though? You're talking to me, forming thoughts.
I know.
Holy mackerel.
Mostly talking about things that he wants.
Okay, sure. Clean or renewable energy.
No more war.
No more war. Oh, it's so cool, man. That's just got to be such a wild, wild thing. Which I'd love to get into. I just want to say thank you for joining me, brother.
I'm so happy to be here.
You were the first person that came on the show at the very beginning, you know? It's 2013. We're talking about October. 2013, my man.
October 2013.
Isn't that crazy? You were there, and we're just trying things out, and then here we are again. Mm-hmm. So I missed people.
Was that time that they were boxing up all those CBD oils?
I think the second studio? One was the tincture and the waterfall. Yeah, that the second one that was a while ago. When was that? I did a huge dump. I was going through, man. You came on 11 episodes, so that's 2-hour blocks. So you were there, you know,
you were there 22 for hours,
damn near a day with me, just sitting there chopping it
up. When you factor in what we did after the CBD episode, it's like 2 days.
Yeah.
And that was funny that they were boxing up those tinctures. Sort of that was a little bit of a gray market situation, wasn't it?
100%. It was like a hidden closet that they locked up, and they just pull stuff out. It was like almost like a meth lab. It seemed like it was crazy, brother. It was crazy. Oh, before I forget. You know the drill. You know what I gotta do. I gotta give you a little something here. Thunder, 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 rain. You know it. Thunder, 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 rain. Thunder, rain, thunder, rain. Thunder, 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 rain. Thunder, rain. Thunder, thunder, thunder. No, it's been a minute. In fact, almost 4 years since. But it been since we gripped the mic and jump on the broadcast it. This man we're speaking to is the one that used to sit across from me in mutiny, giving garden minute. Basilios, Aristides, George Anta. Spent 11 episodes in studio, so hands up, eh. Wanna welcome you to the new edition of this vision. Jumping behind the mind is what we're trying to do. Let's get it. Thunder, thunder, thunder. Know it. Woo! Thunder, 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 rain. Thunder, rain, thunder. I missed you, bro. Thunder,
See, my name is William Aristides Georgiantis, and my father's name is Aristides William Georgiantis, and his father's name was William Aristides Georgiantis. It goes back many generations, although once you get to Greece, it's not William anymore, it's Vasilios. So my kid ought to be Aristides William Georgiantis, but I'm thinking it really should really be Aristides Vasilios.
You should whip out the Vasilios.
But that wasn't your question, was it?
So I have to know. I have to know, what happened with the kid's name? How did it land?
So his name is Aristides William. We didn't do Vasilios.
Didn't go full.
And we went with Annie's last name.
Which is what?
Palmer.
Oh, okay.
So he's Aristides Palmer.
Still has a little, still has there. Yeah, yeah. Still got that first part. Kept it in there. I love that switch. Is that common for Grecians?
I think it is. I think the idea is that you named a child after the grandparent, after the a lot of time you saw granddaughters named after grandmothers and grandsons named after grandfathers.
Okay, endless loop.
Totally.
It really can be, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, but we broke. I know it's It's a controversial decision to some to go with the mother's last name, mm-hmm. but in my view, I was bringing two of the three names to the table, you know, already.
Right.
So I already, you know, I got my names. So it seemed only fair.
You can have a little.
To. Plus, I just think I really like the combination of a Greek first name and a more kind of Anglo last name. I think that sounds kind of cool.
The melting pot.
Yeah.
That's what America's all about, brother. This is what it is.
He's great. He just started in preschool. Mm-hmm. He just has 8 to 12 every morning.
Okay.
He's parallel playing with a bunch of other kids. They range in age. There's some older kids. There's some 2 year old. He's two. There's a couple other 2 year olds, and there's some 3 year olds and 4 year olds. Hmm. He generally keeps to himself. Yeah. I hear reports are, he'll dip in every now and then and see what's going on. He's not a pariah, but he doesn't really. He's two, man. He doesn't really know how to have friends yet.
Right. Yeah, how were you when you were growing up? Do you remember being solo?
I was I was a really talky, like really gabby kid. I used to like to hang out in front of our house in the yard and talk to everybody who walked by. I knew, and my mom always thought it was funny, like I knew the names of all the neighbors, like people who lived up and down the street. I knew everybody's names, and my mom didn't know who any of these people were.
Who's Mr. Wartson? Yeah.
There was a guy named Fred who used to walk his dog. There was Mrs. Friedberg. There was Mrs. Oppenheim. There was her nephew, Paul. And then there was the guy, Stephen, who lived across the street. And then there was, the poet Ezra Pound?
I don't.
He was a famous British poet, English poet in the first half of the 20th century.
Okay.
One of his possibly illegitimate children lived across the street from us. Omar Pound. I knew Omar.
You knew Omar? Also a poet?
I knew Omar. He was a poet too.
Okay.
Yeah, he was, in fact.
Wow.
He was the guy. Turned out he was the guy who organized the Christmas carolers. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, so yeah. Everyone would go to Omar's house wearing jolly clothes, and that's where we met, and then we would circulate around the neighborhood. And I realized later, much later, because I did it when I was a kid, I realized later that all the adults were really drunk. They were jolly.
Jolly. True. Nice, man. Your apartment there, do you have any garden space for your own garden minutes?
There's a little balcony in the back, And it has a window box in it that is full of dirt and dead plants. Oh, wow.
Attempted growth.
San Francisco's, as you know, it's tough. You have variable degrees of sunlight. And, you know, what's been the case for you up there? Have you been able to grow anything? I see one little house plant there.
One guy in the back. So it's doing this thing. We do have upstairs. Let me see if I can just get this one here. We are currently growing some. Do you see this?
Whoa.
Lettuce.
Is that lettuce? It looks amazing.
Right. So it's going through. So we had these planters that were here. And so now we're growing some lettuce there.
Oh, my God. That's great. Awesome.
Which is great. But, yeah, we have a backyard area. And, you know, it's like a different – It's not cheap here, but you can get a little bit more for a similar price. So we were able to upgrade. Weather, of course, has a little bit of rainy. It's actually snowing right now, which is pretty fantastic. My partner's never been in a place that has snow. So she's, you know, born in Poland, kind of jumped around a little bit, but mostly grew up in Lafayette. Bay Area, so she didn't really have like a lot. So here's like, oh my gosh, and now everybody's trying to figure out how to drive in it and all that kind of stuff. So it's that kind of deal. But overall, it's been good, man. It's different, and everything's kind of shuttered right now, or closed, and so exploring only goes so far. But there's plenty to explore. So we go on walks and all that.
Make do. Yep. Are you gonna try to get up and do some skiing or something, or get into the deeper snow?
I'd like to try it. I went skiing once and I went snowboarding once. Evidently, she's getting a pair of skis from her mother, so perhaps we'll strap up and get out there and go in there. You ever been skiing?
I mean, on the East Coast, just like little penny ante, little bumps, not even hills.
Yeah. You know, so.
But yeah, I remember really enjoying it when I was a kid. But now I'm pretty risk averse. I just feel like I've been lucky, knock on wood, about not getting the kinds of injuries that you hear of people getting when they go skiing.
And
I feel like I'm a prime candidate for getting those kinds of injuries if I went skiing. It seems inevitable.
Right. Oh my gosh.
So, you know, I just sort of, I think what I would really enjoy is to just go on a ski trip, but be strictly about après ski, you know, be the guy back home, you know, making the chili.
Oh yeah.
Wearing the sweater with the reindeer on it.
Of course.
You know, making hot toddies for everyone.
Yeah. Dennis, ready.
You know, maybe setting up the boggle.
Oh yeah. And the snow is coming through, you know, through the window.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. Can I get you a drink? You want to play Yahtzee?
You want another one? Shake the die up. Come on, Noah. Yeah, got it.
Hey, what about music? You doing any songwriting?
I've been trying to post more on the social media areas. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing short things with like TikTok, and I've been doing short things with Instagram. Still doing a lot of freestyle or one-offs, kind of 1 minute productions with video and audio.
Cool.
Sitting down to songwrite, I have not done in a long time.
Yeah.
It's kind of more like spur of the moment, go back through and see what the hell I said, and then form it into something, which I guess is songwriting.
That is songwriting. I hate to break it to you.
You're writing songs, bro. What about you?
Slowly, you know, it's been a little while, but I had about 4 or 5 songs written, and then decided it was time to work with my friend, Al, who lives on the East Coast. He lives in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, start sending files back and forth.
Sure.
So, you know, I've taught myself some very, very basic Pro Tools stuff and have just, you know, would send him just, you know, me singing with an acoustic guitar or something, you know, maybe I'd add a couple little things. And then he is a multi-instrumentalist and really good at Pro Tools. So he would add some things and then he'd send it back. I'd add a few things. And before we knew it, we had those songs recorded. And then I guess, you know, when you start making music like that, you sort of get a little bit inspired to sort of work on some things that you maybe had put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So, when all was said and done, we ended up with 10 songs.
Okay.
That were, and I'd say six or seven of them were written in 2020.
Okay, so come on, you've been working.
Got some songs, a few songs written, and that's done almost. There's 9 of the 10 songs are pretty much finished, with just a few little touches here and there we got to put on them, just adjusting the mix, basically. And then one is in progress. It's actually, so something I'm trying to do on this album, and I am not, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag and let you know who all of the special guests are.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, that's one of the amazing things about the fact that recording from home is so easy to do now. And B, the fact that so many musicians who I admire are, well, they don't have anything to do,
right?
You know, like they're just sitting around. Like normally they would be touring, normally they'd be recording, what, you know, but they're just waiting. So there's been availability of friends who I don't know if I would have been able to get into the studio. And so this album is going to have, I've lost count, but it has 5 or 6 at least special guest stars from our region, people you know.
Alan Monash.
Don't have Alan.
Damn.
Alan is not on this.
Damn it.
I would love to get Alan on it.
That would be great.
But I did get, well, I just don't know how many names I should name. I don't know if I should, you know.
That's enough.
But the 10th song is currently in the hands of a good friend of ours, great singer-songwriter, who is going to do harmony, who's doing harmony vocals on it.
Fantastic.
And once we get it back, I'll give you a clue. Once I get it back from him, not her, him, that's all I'm going to give you.
A deal.
Then we're going to be pretty much done with this album. And then it's just a question of getting it mastered and then getting it uploaded and then sharing it. And I don't really know, you know, how to release these things. I want to do this in an intelligent way. I want to do this in a way that builds enough suspense that people want to, you know, that engages people and that they want to keep coming back and, you know, clicking on things and like sharing it and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the way that I'm trying to do it right now is every time I have a thought for how I want to, like, of a thing I got to do for this album, I write it down on an index card.
Lovely.
And then I sort of like start putting the index cards in order, you know, like I look at them a lot and I'm like, oh, that's the next thing I got to do. Put that on the top of the pile.
Nice. Good move.
So far, the only card I've done is, it has to do with t-shirts, printing up t-shirts right now.
Okay. I saw a t-shirt.
Getting some t-shirts printed. And what's cool is that actually I'm getting people to pre-order. I'm telling people they can pre-order them first, because normally, you know, when you order t-shirts, you order, you know, a few dozen of like blue ones and a few dozen black ones or whatever, and then you're done. But if people pre-order, I can get little one-offs. Somebody can get the special, like a pink shirt, like a magenta one that would not ordinarily
exist. Smart.
Totally unique. This is a long way of saying I don't know what I'm doing, but the thought is that I was thinking you could kind of release them, like you could tease the album a song at a time, maybe not all 10 songs, but like you could do like 5 of them or something.
Sure.
Every few days, put out a song, talk a little bit about who the special guest is that's on it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that special guest could help by spreading it to sharing the song with their fans. Maybe then that gets us a little bit more ears.
Yeah.
And then with each time you do that, you have an opportunity. There's a link to the Bandcamp page or whatever, where there's an opportunity to pre-order the album.
Perfect. Perfect. Right? Yeah. And just tease them along. Yeah, maybe show somehow, like, show some like little behind the scenes or something, or, you know, anything that kind of brings people into it.
That's where I wish you were still here, and or that we could talk about it, because we all have, you know, every human only has two Achilles heels, but it feels like if as a musician, it's like, how many Achilles heels do I have? Shoot. Like 100.
Yeah.
You know, for music, you have to be able to do everything so well. And, you know, whether it's writing, it's recording, it's playing an instrument, it's performing it, it's not being a dick, you know, it's like being able to like cooperate with other people.
Yeah. Responding and
yeah. And then it's about publicizing. It's about, communicating and one of the things that I'm just not, I don't know how to do is video. Okay. No idea. Okay. Nothing. I got no game. Which is crazy. I mean, I got an iPhone, I got a Mac, like, I'm not dumb. I should be able to, you know, do something, but I just don't know where to start. Okay. And I wish that I could figure out a way, so I don't have any videos.
Okay.
I don't have any ideas for videos.
Okay.
The only idea I had for a video so far is that I put like a GoPro on the dashboard of the car and just drive around San Francisco.
Not bad for while a song's playing too. Kind of cool. Kind of fun. Yeah. That's easy too. That's easy. And it's engaging.
But, you know, even there, like, you got to, like, at least have some sort of arc, you know, where are you going?
Get into an accident every time.
It's like, yeah, driving the Prius straight into the ocean. That'd be kind of funny.
Wow. Just turn the camera and your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You really have to be multifaceted this day and age. And everybody's attention's so short. And, you know, like, for some people, most people, money's tight. And it's like, are they going to buy an album? Or are they just going to listen to it? Do I put it on Spotify and try and find people that do playlists and then write them and get in that playlist yep. thing? And there's a lot of strategies out there, and they all take their own unique amount of effort. And you can't do it all.
I'm going to make an index card for Spotify playlists. I knew about that, but I forgot to make a card, you know.
Perfect. I mean, that's the way to do it. I've had to start taking notes like crazy. Otherwise, I forget stuff. And I was like, oh, well, I was supposed to do this, supposed to do that. So I have my task list each day, and I just start checking them off. Or if I don't, then I scold myself and then do it the next day. But yeah, it's.
What do you sound like when you scold yourself? What do you say? What do you say when you're scolding yourself?
David.
Yeah?
You told me yesterday that you were going to post that video.
Well, I know, but I got busy. We got a new pup.
There are no excuses. Do it. Do it, bitch.
And then I have to, like, come back around and talk to him and just make sure that, you know, don't take it in there, so. Yeah.
That guy sounds mean, man.
Oh, I'm a sweetie, though. I just have goals. I'm trying to make you better.
So.
Listen, mister.
Yeah.
David is perfect as he is.
Well, he needs work. Let's be real. He's not perfect.
Oh, you want to see something crazy?
Yes.
I don't think I should show you.
Wow.
I haven't told anybody about this. So is this video being circulated? Are people going to see it? Or is this just me and you talking?
People will probably see it.
How many people?
Oh, shit. Not
all
enough.
Of them. It'd be better if you had more people that were going to watch it.
I'm trying to.
Are you really trying? Are you really trying?
Yeah. All if you right, don't want to show, we can do it off air. It's fine.
Let me show you something.
Okay, cool.
Do you hear that sound?
I don't know. I hear. Is it the clicking of the?
That's the sound. The five.
Five.
Not two, not three, not four. The five clasps.
Wow, it's like a Taylor case.
on this case.
Flick it and rip. Wow. Look at that. My dad had a 12-string acoustic guitar that had the same kind of coloration on the body. Look at that thing.
This is my new guitar. That's my new song.
Need the tune.
Beautiful.
It sounds bad because there was a pick.
Oh,
it also sounds bad because I'm playing it.
No. Nice.
Wow. Anyway, it's a lovely guitar. It smells really good.
I bet. It's a new, huh?
No, it's a 1985.
Well, new to you? Like new to you?
New to me.
There you go.
And it, based on the serial number, its birthday is February 22nd.
Hey-o. Almost happy birthday.
Turns 36.
Hey, mazel.
Now it's like, are you seriously putting me back in the case again?
Come on, you just pulled me out.
I know.
Do it.
It's funny, as soon as I strummed one of those suspect little notes, I got a little pop-up on my screen that says, playing music? ?
Really? From Zoom?
Set up professional audio in audio settings.
Wow. Don't get lost, do it after. Audio. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's see, sir. So I have the free Zoom package, which gives me 40 minutes. And so we're nearing our time. I didn't want to, you know, this is a growth project. I'm trying to decide how I want to distribute it. Do I do something on Patreon? Do I put it out there for YouTube? Do I have it? Do I start doing like a live thing on Instagram or something like that? So I'm just kind of playing with things and trying to just get back with everybody. You know, I don't really talk to many folks anymore. I feel like the community is like dispersed. And I wanted to ask you, like, how are you doing with like staying connected with people, or are you finding more of a hermit vibe? Like, how's your flow with that?
Man, I miss people.
I miss people, man.
I miss people. I miss places.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm doing quite well in many ways. We've been very fortunate. Both Annie and I both have our jobs.
Great.
Our child is thriving. He's an age where all of the trouble and headaches of missing school is not really an issue. So we're super lucky, and we don't generally lose sight of that in the big picture, but you know, in the moment to moment, you know, we don't see anybody ever like everyone else, and I miss going to shows. I can't think of anything that makes me different from what anybody else would be missing, you know.
It's a ubiquitous feeling, I'm sure, for most people. It's like,
I miss all the stuff. Just being able to just go out of the house once, you know,
shoot the breeze,
and go down and go for a walk and go get a beer and meet a friend, and you know. But I will say that that recording this album in a somewhat collaborative way, where I have had the good fortune to be in contact with all these musicians who I really respect, has been fun.
Sure.
And, has been a kind of a little bit of community. And it's nice to know that when we're done, that I'm going to email everybody and be like, okay, this thing's done. All right, team, here's the plan, you know, you do feel it building up where people are just gonna be like, when this terrible situation clears up somewhat, when people are vaccinated, when people are feeling that they can get out and do stuff again, man, like, it's going to be really fun, you know, like 2022, maybe, or 2023, those are going to be good years. You know, I tell myself that at least, you know,
good. You got to hold hope.
let's say 2022, because who knows what's going to happen, you know, the 2022 election, you got the Senate coming up, there's some, it's like, but you never know, maybe it'll, maybe things will go well. But it's been, you know, it's been a tough year, and it's been a tough 4 years. And it's been a tough before that. The build up to those 4 years were difficult too. I mean, it's just the tone of stuff and everywhere in this country is, and in the world has gotten really off. But a lot of, I mean, think of all the advances, you know, the visibility and how much more people are heard talking about social justice than they used to be. Mm-hmm. And part of that is actually a reaction to the fact that we had a president who was the opposite of all, who stood for the opposite of all those values. And so people had to, brave people had to take a stand and start talking about some important things.
Brought a lot of attention to those things, and more people got more informed, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah, that stuff wasn't even being talked. That stuff was wasn't being talked about when Obama was president.
Nope.
You know, and so it's like the silver lining of having that cretin in the House was that, you know, we people were like, all right, let's really start talking about what's important.
let's figure this one out.
So maybe, you know, maybe we're going to realize in 10 years that that this was a tough year. These are a tough few years, but that we as Americans have been doing some hard work and haven't even realized how hard we've been working to make things better. But I don't know.
I'm just a guy. Nobody does.
I'm just a guy.
Well, shoot, man. I think we solved it, huh?
Not bad for a 40-minute slot. Not bad for not paying Zoom, you know?
For real. Yeah, step one, I'll figure it out. You know how it goes. I'll figure it all out.
You could probably write it off.
You know what? You are right about that. Well, hey, let's at least stay connected. We don't have to do this every time, but we can go on walks together and, you know, chat it out.
I'd like that. I'd like that. We could drink virtual beers together.
That'd be great. We just hang
out. And just, like, chug CBD. Like,
so good. Oh. Thunderegg.org. Get a t-shirt. They're still for sale?
Yeah. There's merch.
That's right.
Yeah, get that merch.
Get that merch, baby.
Yeah. It's a cool logo we got going. It's really nice.
It is a cool logo. A guy, Mark, what was his last
name? Yeah, my friend Mark Yuko. He's a former coworker of mine. He's an artist in San Diego now, and he actually just got an artist residency on the island of Sardinia in Italy. He's going to be, like, in the fall, he's going to be making all these public art projects in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Wow.
I know. Maybe we can get him. Thank you, audience. Maybe we can get him to insert a little egg in there somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I love you dearly, my brother. Congratulations on your beautiful kid, on your great partnership and growing your album that's coming out. I'm stoked on it.
Yeah, let's say summer, early summer, I think.
Okay. I'm excited to see who's rolling with it, so.
Yeah, it's quite talent packed.
There it is. Awesome. All right, Thuns.
All right, man. Great seeing you.
Next time.
It was a pleasure.
Always.
Till next time.
Till next time. Thunder, thunder, thundering. Thunder, thunder, thunder.